Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Meanwhile, the president of the Oakland Police Officers Union is worried about future leadership of the department. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, he wonders how the mayor and commission expect to find anyone in a nationwide search who wants to come to Oakland.
Oakland saw violent crime rise last year 7% over the year before. Murders were up 10%, the second straight year of increases. And union president Barry Donlan worries about staff morale when crime traditionally spikes during summer.
The number of officers we have is less than it was just a year ago after 5 years of consistent efforts to build up the force. And now you fire without cause the chief of police. So you're an officer on the ground trying the best you can to serve the community. What are you supposed to think?
Bill Bratton was head of the police departments in New York, L.A., and Boston. In 2012, he was brought on as a consultant to the Oakland Police Department. He says it's going to be tough finding candidates for the vacancy.
Anybody that would ask my opinion about whether they should apply, I would discourage them from applying. But I don't think it's really a position in which you can make significant change.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A change is coming to Caltrain service this weekend. KCBS reporter Carrie Hudasek from the Caltrain station at 4th and King in San Francisco for an explanation. Carrie?
Yeah, Patty, Caltrain temporarily halting weekend service into San Francisco beginning tomorrow, and it'll last until the end of March. For the next six weekends through Sunday, March 29th, trains will not be serving the 22nd Street or San Francisco stations just for the weekends. And this is all to accommodate construction and tunnels needed for Caltrain's electrification project, which includes new and improved train cars. Here's spokesman Dan Lieberman.
These are brand new trains, Wi-Fi, USB ports, a whole lot of just really nice stuff, and we're really looking forward to getting them out on the rails.
Obviously, it won't impact weekday travelers, but riders here on the weekends will be feeling the impacts, about 1,000 to 2,000 people, he says. Trains will originate and terminate at the Bayshore station, and riders can take a connection. They can take a free SamTrans bus from Bayshore to 22nd Street and San Francisco stations here at 4th and King.
So people who need to get into the city, it'll take an extra 10, maybe 20 minutes, but we've got a free ride for you, and we're happy to get you exactly where you need to go.
At the Caltrain station at 4th and King in San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
The CDC says aggressive travel restrictions are helping protect the U.S. from the COVID-19 virus. But as KCBS's Kathy Novak reports, the department is preparing just in case for a pandemic and isn't ruling out the possibility of extreme measures such as closing schools.
The latest confirmation that a person in Humboldt County who traveled to China has been infected with COVID-19 brings the total number of cases in this country to 34. Most of them came off the Diamond Princess cruise ship. That number doesn't include 10 American passengers who tested positive for the virus in Japan, some of them said to be seriously ill. The State Department is telling Americans not to take cruises to or within Asia, and the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says current plans to prepare for pandemics are being adapted to COVID-19.
If you're watching the news, you may be hearing about schools shutting down and businesses closing in countries in Asia to reduce the potential spread of this virus. The day may come when we will need to implement such measures in the U.S. communities.
For now, though, the CDC says they're not seeing community spread here.
Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.